Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back, George. Nori with you, Stephen Machete with us. Stephen, Zechariah Sitchin has always said that the Anunnaki came here, genetically altered whatever species might have been on the planet, and hence here we are. Do you accept that?
100%. Because, again, even though I've done music my whole life, and I get involved in a lot of things, even from Gianni Versace clothing. I just love art. I love everything. And I love history. And I study history. And I write books. I have a book out called, you know, The Highways of Man. And this book's a series of three. And what I did is I married the history of what the scientists tell us about Earth to the scriptures that I've read that Zechariah helped me figure out as much as anyone, but also my travels. You know, I lived in Egypt for a while. And I went on a tour to learn everything going on there. And I didn't go down to South Africa when they were teaching me how those gold mines went in a territory they called Abzu, A-B-Z-U. But I learned while I was there about Sudan. I learned about Somalia. I learned about Ethiopia. And I learned about the Upper and Lower Niles. And I went into all these places with these statues and these temples and the pharaohs and all these big statues. And all of a sudden, I started marrying it to a different timeline. Mankind, the Anunnakis came here 440,000 Earth years ago. They measured it in these tablets. Their year around the sun equals 3,600 Earth years. So what they did is they kept track of how long they were here. So they came here about 430,000 years ago. They landed in an area, and your listeners, and you probably noticed, but your listeners would like to notice, they reclogged the area we call the Red Sea, and they built a dam there in Yemen, where we're now having another problem. Yeah. And no one understands how it got there. And all of a sudden, they're telling you this is 2,000 years old. No, it's not. They're telling you these temples that weren't running around there are 3,000 to 5,000 years. No, they're not. They're 50,000, 75,000. The Great Flood wiped them out. All the books and records went bye-bye as the waters came rushing north up to our. That's also, if you study what I'm saying, that's how the Ice Age ended in Europe.
Why doesn't modern science want to accept some of these theories, Stephen?
They do because it would upset the entire order process that you and I live under, where all of a sudden we're told Jesus died for your sins and now he's with God. And, you know, I'm not sitting and diminishing it all because it's a lovely story. Jesus is love. But this is to control you. Christ is control. And, you know, Jesus is the Antichrist. I love Jesus. I love that energy. And I wrote a book dedicated to him. It's Taking Jesus Off the Cross, which is another thing I got in the middle of when I got in the middle of Martin Scorsese's movie of, you know, Back with Jesus Christ, when we were doing the Peter Gabriel music for Passion and that movie. And I started researching. I started living in Glastonbury. And I found out a lot of interesting figures. But to go back to what you said, today's modern scientists, they acknowledge that something came into Earth. And if you look it up, and this is what I love the most, you could look it up right now on your phones. And they say that about 300,000 years ago, 233 enzymes that never appears in any fossils that they uncover, these enzymes, somehow got to Earth. Well, it marries exactly what these books tell you, because they had to create mankind, and they created a higher educated person. They captured our consciousness and incarcerated us in this system where all of a sudden our higher consciousness is now being limited by our bodies. So we become slaves and servants. That's what we were. We were slaves to get the gold, and we became servants for the highfalutin Nephilim and the Anakis, meaning Earth. The Nephilim called these space settlers here Anakis. That means they were the Earth people. And then you had the Iggies, which were the moon people. Not the moon people, the Mars people. Because they were using Mars. And if you look it up right now, just anyone listen to me, put in Mars pyramids. They'll show you pictures of the pyramids. This is how they did their space travel. They had to have something there that they could have light beaming into space. And so there's 233 genes, and I really spent time. You know, COVID did. Basically, COVID helped me because I had nothing. I had really no one to talk to. My wife, thank God, she's here. And, you know, I died back in February, and I came back to life.
What do you mean you died in February? What happened to you?
I had a problem with my back, and I found the doctor because I do. I try to find out everything, and my back was leaking. The disc in your back, I consider it like satellites of Saturn. And the leak, because all it begins with a thought, which becomes a gas, which becomes liquid, which becomes a solid. That's how you create life in physical form. And so what they did is they went in there and they sealed my disc. And at the same time, they're studying this right now in the Mayo Clinic, that I had these bugs, you know, and I had an abscess that came alive and started eating my spinal cord. And I really, you know, I could go through this at another length. We're talking about this, but I had a choice to either come or go. And I saw my wife, Debbie, who I love. And I'm thinking, no, we started this trip together. This is a woman I met in 1964 when we were in junior high. We really didn't speak to each other until my son died in 2015. I had a rock and roll. I basically had the electron, maybe the largest independent electronic record label with Baron. That's his name. I named him Baron Alexander Michat. And Alexander made me want to go explore even more. So that's another story, that I went to Egypt with my son. And that's what I was telling you earlier, with all these scientists showing us everything that they knew there. And so I decided that I wasn't going to die. And it took me 3 months to walk. When we did our talk on June 26th, that was my first airplane ride.
That's right.
I was alive. I've been in London 4 times from August to the end of December.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm happy to talk to you guys. I just want to give this knowledge. I was in Israel. I gave lectures on this book right before the invasion when the Hamas, who are not Palestinians, the Hamas invaded. I was there like 2 weeks before telling people that you need to stop this. You can't lock those people up. And then they came over. But that's not my point. My point really is I sold this book in Israel. I was on TV selling this book. The newspapers called it the best alternative version that they've read. And they said there's something really serious here that we should all become aware of. Like I was in Sinai looking for, that's where they hid their nuclear weapons, the film. And the last thing that Enki wrote, Enki, who was he was basically the father of mankind.
Right. Sitchin has written about him.
What's that?
Sitchin has written about Enki.
Yeah, and he wrote in that book, and Sitchin's words was he wrote the book because he did not want what went on above to happen below. And he's doing this because he said mankind will evolve into what we are right now. The planet will evolve into what we are. And I want them to be able to live in peace and not sit there killing each other, being divided by different territories and possessions of land.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Stephen, let me ask you this. When the Bible talks about fallen angels coming down and mating with the daughters of man, and then the Nephilim was created, is that what we're talking about?
Almost. It was, yes, almost. So specifically, and by the way, George, this, I just sit here wandering at night, my brain goes, and I want to see things, and I do see things. What it is the Nephilim came here, they called them the Anakis. They created mankind, and they created mankind. They pollinated mankind, and they made different versions of it. So everything in the Bible were the demigods, the ones that were half Nephilim blood, and then the rest was mankind. And it was the woman that carries the blood. No matter what you and I say, our children have our mother's blood, you know? So that's what they were looking for. But yes, they made it. And they went crazy. They made different demigods, and the demigods became the pharaohs, and the pharaohs had a priest, and the priest was the one that was taught all the higher knowledge right in the film. And then you had the kingdoms that were created when they decided to create civilization, which goes back to about 6,000 years ago, just what the modern interpretations of the Bible say. And they had the king, and they had the orb, and they had the little stick that they carry. It's all there. I just, because of my love for history, and I've lived in over 100 countries, George. I'm not like someone that just read the books and wrote this. I've been there. I've been all over, and I want to go to more, and I hope I can still go to more. I was in Bolivia, and I started going to the mountains of where the Isle of the Moon and the Isle of the Sun, and I learned right then and there that this religion, the Inca religion, was basically, it's the same thing as the Hindu religion with the Bhagavad, if I pronounced it right. And all these religions tie together, and they lived in three communities. They lived in North Africa, and after the flood, they got into Southern Europe because the Ice Age was over. They lived in what today we call Turkey and Iran and Iraq, and you could just keep going over. They lived in that terrain. And they didn't live in Central Africa because it was dark and their skin didn't like it. But they were in the temperate South Africa. They were in South America because they needed the gold that was in the mountains. And that happened after the flood because the gold, the water got there and the gold came out of the mountains. And that's how they built El Dorado. That's the whole fable. which was a great ELO album, if you remember it.
That's right.
And, you know, it's all there for everyone to see if they just go there and if we open our eyes. And there's nothing wrong with being wrong, because every day we find out more.
Stephen, those who are biblical purists who may not agree in the Anunnaki theory or the extraterrestrial theory, what do you think? What do you say to them?
Well, it's simple. I wish I had the money. Anyone that's really into it, I'd like to fly you over to NASCAR lines. Let's look at the NASCAR lines and tell me that this is not... who made those lines? You know, I'll give you a quick story. When I was a kid, 1977, 78, Genesis was on the road, and I was told I couldn't use lasers. And I'm like, all right. And what we did is I put the lasers on, and they tried to arrest me in New York for doing lasers. So that made me just think of that, because what? Before we even had planes, we had helicopters or whatever, some mankind just sat there and made these laser lines in the NASCAR lines that shows you, first off, they have landing strips.
Well, and you can only
show you the monkeys.
You can only see them from above.
Correct. And by the way, Lake Titicaca, if you look at it, this drove me crazy. It looks like a jaguar. I saw that.
Yeah, it's got
and
that.
I really believe that they had these things that they could alter water. I believe Moses used what's called Roslyn, R-O-S-S-L-Y-N-N. It's a Masonic word that means floating stone. I believe they had an anti-gravitational force that could separate water, move mountains. I believe all this. I believe everything in that Bible. You know, if I'm wrong, friends, it's the greatest science fiction story you'll ever read.
Did they leave, Stephen? Did they leave, or do they still come back?
I think they're here.
Still.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back. You know, they need gold. They need gold to plug their atmosphere. Or maybe they're onto other things. You know, maybe something went wrong with their planet. But they sure have left their imprint. But then again, you know, I believe they left it when Moses split, except they've told one he couldn't go home. His name was Marduk. And Marduk was an animal. And Marduk's star sign, by the way, they created the star signs. And I wrote my book showing it, the star signs, because different rulers had different star signs of the film family. The King Anu, his family had different star signs. So like 3500 BC, all of a sudden you see the bull. Well, who's the bull? The bull was Enlil. You know, then in the year about 2000 BC, all of a sudden you start seeing rams. And it's like, well, what is this? You know, why a ram? And that's the star sign. And then after the ram, right, what do you got next? You know, and it just keeps going on. After then you go into Pisces. And then after Pisces, what do you have? Well, hello, friends, we're in Aquarius. And then you have Capricorn. Then you have Sagittarius. And then you get to me, Libra again. You know, if you look at the Great Pyramid, and it matches each new episode that they talk about, it's between 2,000 and 2,200 years with the waves, the air that comes in, and this air wave ruling this. It's all genetics. It's not genetics, it's all physics, and how the current of air rotates around our solar system. It's a gigantic toy that we're all living in, and that may hurt everyone, and it used to hurt me too, and I just accept the fact. And that's why my whole premise, my whole theory of life is, hey, we just came to Camp Earth, and we need to make Earth a place where we all can love, live our dreams. I want everyone to dream. That's why I'm putting out 5 albums right now. And I'm telling you, all 5 should be hits. I have the Buena Vista Social Orchestra, which, George, I'm going on the road again, because it may be my last time to be able to do it. I actually recovered. You know, I'm almost able to walk without a cane.
Good for you.
The love of my wife got me there. And she and I share a love for people. I love people. I can't stop talking. And I don't want you to sit and believe that there's a sky god that makes you pray to him and you must fear him and you must do this. Get rid of that. God is love. Love is God. That's all it is. So let's learn everything we can learn. Let's become wiser than we were before. Each day is a new day. Each day is radiation. You know, and that's why I sit here and I just love art. I love helping people create. And I really believe all my records are going to work because I've got the energy. I got another chance to finish what I didn't finish.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.